Dear sisters and brothers, hello. Happy Easter. We are so glad that today God gave us the opportunity to celebrate Easter. As Brother Emery said earlier, we all know the meaning of Easter. He explained the meaning of Easter, that the day of Jesus' resurrection. As Christians, we celebrate this day, remembering how Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again from the dead for the forgiveness of our sins. This is our Easter. And let us read the text of Matthew. We already read it earlier with Brother Emery. I will no longer read it entirely, but we will be referring to this text while we are reflecting on God's word. It is based on Matthew chapter 28, verse 1 to 15. You can even go beyond that. And the subject is Jesus' resurrection. Jesus' resurrection. And we will focus on this key message. Don't be afraid. Jesus is risen from the dead. Don't be afraid. Jesus is risen from the dead. And this Easter is a very, we don't know whether we should say a lucky Easter or a message which is important for us during the coronavirus crisis. As we celebrate Easter 2020, what could be our main focus today? It is, don't be afraid, Jesus is risen. He's here, he's alive. Is Easter still meaningful for us in the midst of the undergoing turmoil of corona crisis? We all know how fearful we are today. We fear for our future. The future is uncertain. Everyone is afraid. Everyone is suffering today. Everyone is wondering whether we will withstand the devastating impact of coronavirus pandemics. Will our society and families withstand this, especially the impact of this coronavirus? Our knowledge seems to be limited to contain this coronavirus pandemics. No solution is yet found. But Jesus is risen. He is here. He is alive. Based on the text we just read in Matthew chapter 28, verse 1-15 and over. The pandemic has increased our sufferings. Some people do not have anything to eat. And it is in the midst of this kind of confusion, this kind of hopelessness, that the message of the Easter is coming to us. When we read the account of Easter as written in Matthew chapter 28, verse 1-15, we find out that the Easter message of Jesus' resurrection is happening also in a very difficult moment, a moment of disciples' disappointment, the time during which the disciples have lost their hope. They were discouraged and lived in fear. Certainly, the disciples started wondering, what will happen to us? Especially when Jesus was arrested, was crucified, and even was brought to the tomb. The disciples were disappointed. What will happen to us now? If they managed to kill Jesus, what about us? He was more powerful. He was performing a lot of miracles. But today, now, he seems to be a weaker Messiah. Because when Jesus came, he came in a context where the Roman Empire was ruling over all nations, over Israel, and the disciples were expecting a powerful Messiah who will free them from the ruling of Roman Empire. Now this is the Messiah who came. He became weak. He's weak. He was arrested. He was tortured because they thought it is the king. They thought he was arrogant. They didn't expect any other king. And the disciples were expecting a Messiah who could free them from this domination. They were disappointed. They were helpless and hopeless when they saw that he was arrested and he was put in the grave. The grave was even kept by soldiers so that these disciples should not come and stole the body of their master. It is in this context that the message of Easter, of Jesus' resurrection, came to be announced. But during his life with the disciples, Jesus was telling the disciples that he will die, and after 3 days, he will resurrect. But I think they didn't take this seriously because they could not expect such a Messiah who could die. They quickly forgot about it. And then women were along the way. During the suffering of Jesus, women were curious. I think it is the mother's heart which brought them up to the cross, wherever, and they even saw where Jesus was buried. They saw. This text talk about Mary and Mary Magdalene, who went now early morning at the dawn, when people are not yet waking up. The women prepared themselves to go to the tomb and to take care of the body of their master, Jesus. They went at night, early morning, and when they came to the tomb, they met an angel who was sitting on the stone which was put on the grave to cover Jesus' body. The women came curiously. They came with fear. Normally they have to fear because they didn't know also what could have happened to them if they are seen at the tomb. They came. Good, they saw the angel sitting on the rock. Said, "I know you are coming to look for Jesus. He's no longer here." Jesus, the angel of the Lord rolled the stone. It was a big stone. He rolled the stone to show the women that Jesus is no longer here. He was risen. See the place where he was lying. So, Jesus has risen from the dead. But the key message he told them, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid because I'm thinking that don't be afraid because Jesus has risen. He's alive. He's not dead. Your salvation is accomplished. Jesus has forgiven you. God has forgiven you through this resurrection. And then they came. He came. The women were a bit afraid, and again they had joy, knowing that Jesus was risen from the dead. And then He told them, the angel, go quickly, tell the disciples that I've been risen. Tell the disciples that I'm risen. I'm no longer in the grave. You tell the disciples, because where were the disciples? The disciples were strongly afraid. They could not even dare coming to the tomb to see what will happen to the body of their master. They even came, they ran away because they fear, they were afraid that they might also be arrested like their master. So they locked down, they were under confinement, as we are talking about confinement today throughout the world. They were locked down and they were under confinement because they feared for themselves as well. Remember when Jesus was being tortured? Remember how Peter denied him 3 times? He denied him. So obviously, all of them were afraid that they might be arrested for having been the followers of that Jesus who was slaughtered. And then the women were the first ones to try to go to the tomb despite all this fear, but they met this news, good news, because the good news starts with the resurrection of Jesus Christ. If Jesus was slaughtered and he was buried, if he didn't raise from the grave, they could have said, we have followed an adventurous person like any other magician. All the miracles he used to perform were not true. It was an adventure. But good, Jesus was risen, and that is where we get the power on death. Jesus conquered the death. He rose from the death, meaning death didn't have the last say. Death could no longer have the last say. So they don't have to fear now. And then later, Jesus said, remember what I have told you. I assume that the angel of the Lord was Jesus himself. And that's true, because in the Bible, when they talk about the angel of the Lord, it is God himself or Jesus himself. Immediately in that quotation, in the text, you will see the women were told that, remember what I have told you. Go and tell, remember what I have. Now he personalized the message. It was God, Jesus himself. Soon, the women left to go and spread that good news to the disciples as it was commanded. And it was also commanded that they should tell the disciples that they should go to Galilee. That's where Jesus is going to meet them. Soon they left. They turned. They saw Jesus. He appeared. He revealed himself to them. I am here. I am risen. The women recognized Jesus, and immediately they bowed down. They touched him and they bowed down to worship him. Then Jesus told them again the same message as what the angel told them earlier. Just tell the disciples, I am risen, and they should go to Galilee. That's where I'm going to meet them. This is the key message of, after they have heard that message, as well as the women, they got courage, they got hope, and they stand immediately. They set to Galilee to wait for the Lord as he has commanded. The women as well, when they received the message, they stood up, they took courage, And they went immediately. Although they said, with fear and joy, they got hope, and they want to go and spread the news. These two key messages is very important for us. They've been told the good news. They didn't keep it for themselves. They've been sent to spread the news. This is discipleship. The women went to bring the good news to others so that they may also believe, they might be happy and have hope in Jesus Christ. Same way, the disciples, they received the message, and later on, when Jesus came to Galilee, he met them as he recommended them, and he told them the same message. Go. If you go up to 19 at the end of this chapter, you will see how Jesus is sending them as disciples to go and make all nations disciples of Jesus Christ. Meaning this good news should not be kept for ourselves. This is the good news of the celebration of our salvation history. We are saved. We are approved by God through this resurrection. And we should not keep this to us, because many people do not believe yet that Jesus is the Savior. This is the good news we need to spread. This is the discipleship we need to carry out to other people. Is it meaningful to talk about this during coronavirus? I earlier said that people are discouraged. Some have lost hope. Even the faith of some others might be shaken. As the disciples, their faith was shaken during the arrestation of Jesus. Their faith got shaken up to the point that some of the disciples would like even feel like going back to their former activities. Some of them were fishermen and other activities. So they would like to go there, because this man whom they were following was not the real man, the real Messiah, as they were expecting. The same thing might happen to us today. Today, when people are dying here and there, we might be discouraged, saying, is God with us here? Is Jesus here? We are suffering. Many people do not get even the medication, the necessary medication to survive. Thousands and thousands of dead people, of dead out of corona disease. What can we do? Is God watching us? Yes, God is with us. Jesus, he conquered the death. He conquered the death. Jesus was risen. And the death didn't have the last say. Same way, when we believe in Jesus, we believe that he's risen, he's with us, and whatever is happening to us, he's there. He sees. He has the momentum to save us from all this disease. But Jesus, as Jesus was sending the disciples to go and spread the good news, he's also sending us as disciples. As we believe in Jesus Christ, he's also sending us to go and rescue others. Not only to rescue them from spiritually from their sin, but also, as Jesus was healing the spirit and the body of human beings during his life on this earth, he just sent us to do the same work. He told his disciples that if you believe in me, you trust in me, you will even perform more miracles than what I do. And this is happening as well. We are the disciples of Jesus Christ, the risen King, the risen Lord. He conquered the dead. He forgave our sins. So all this power we have through Jesus Christ, if we trust in him, in his power, if we trust in him, he will walk along with us. He will give us the power to fight the disease. Today, we have this mission of proclaiming the good news that everybody has been forgiven because Jesus was risen. And at the same time, we have to prove this by our doings, by our acts as disciples of Jesus Christ. He healed the sick people. He cast out the demons. Today, the biggest demon is the coronavirus pandemics. Coronavirus pandemics is the biggest demon, which is terrorizing all people throughout the world. We need to work as disciples of Jesus Christ to cast it out, because Jesus is still alive and he will work along with us. How do we cast it out? This miracle, Jesus already revealed us how we can cast it out. There are some precautions which have been identified by the rules of nations. They have been identified by the health agents. Let us together respect these precautions. 1 meter distance from your neighbor. Do we respect this so that we know that we are true disciples of Jesus Christ? Please, I'm watching. 1 meter distance. Washing your hands, cover your mouth. There are so many important precautions which have been shown to us as disciples of Christ. We should not neglect this one, because we work for the risen Lord who value life, who promote life, and we have to work for the promotion of this life. He gives life and he promotes life. He protects life. We have to work in this line, protecting life, so that we show that we are really the real disciples of Jesus Christ. We follow our master. We follow the Lord who is with us all the time. He said he will be with the disciples all the time until the end of the earth. So we believe in this. If we believe, let us work along with him. Let us read John to conclude our message. Read John chapter 3, verse 16. The duty we have to proclaim the good news to all people, as the women did and as the disciples also did. John chapter 3, verse 16, it said, I will not read it integrally. My glasses are not working well. I tell you, he said, so God loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. The risen King, the risen Lord is giving us eternal life because we believe in him. We believe in his death, sufferings, burial, and resurrection. This is what can save us and give us eternal life. But eternal life is not, it starts today until the day of the Lord. He knows how he will perform it, because we still have to undergo physical death. Physical death is natural. We cannot fear that. But we still have to fight against all elements which can destroy even our physical life, because we have this work. We have to work with Jesus to promote this life, spiritual life, as well as physical life. Don't be afraid. The Lord has risen. May God bless this message for us.